Who's that? It's Max.
In the back seat. Woo! I am back after
this is actually going to be a solo podcast with just Max.
Just me. It'll be like, you know,
the most boring thing
podcast you've ever heard in your entire life. I'm back after a few week hiatus. I probably won't be back for the next 3 weeks, but, you know.
That's a shame.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, no problem. I figured, why not?
Thanks for stopping by.
Max, do you think Taylor Lautner is an attractive man? Because there are billboards for abduction everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
It really is. And just, you know that abduction starts with ab? Just saying. Just saying.
I get it.
I mean, that's why we have Max on this podcast, yep. To point out gems like that.
That's his next movie after Twilight.
So do you think he's an attractive man? Do you understand why the
face
girls...
No, looks like a little husky dog. Like, it's puffed up.
I would say more Neanderthal.
Neanderthal is actually...
He does have...
Only if you're a douchebag.
He does have an extremely furrowed brow, and his eyes are set way too in his head.
Like someone pressed them in with their thumbs.
And up, yeah, underneath his eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Neanderthal.
And his nose, well, I don't even talk about that. And, anyway, the movie looks terrible.
Not
has
to mention,
a zero.
He's a terrible actor.
He is a terrible actor, yeah. That's the most
is
important part.
Is it shit on Taylor Lautner Day?
He's in great shape, though.
He is in great shape.
Great.
He is in great shape.
Great. I think he took some tips from Gerard Butler in 300.
So steroids is what
steroids.
You're saying. Steroids. I mean, I want to start off this podcast
talking about Taylor Lautner.
We have a friend of ours who wants to be a PA. We all have family that don't really understand what being a PA is. Like, we have, I have some friends, like, still in, like, school and stuff that are going to be moving out here that are interested in wanting to be a PA. We have all been PAs.
True.
Well, this guy's been a post coordinator, so.
And supervisor.
He just moved up. It was for, what was it for? Adult Swim?
Oh, come
is
on.
That a, is that
Never,
a,
everyone knows
is that a station? It's not a station, is it? It's like a subset
it's a subs,
of,
it's a sub,
yeah, it's a subsidiary of.
I think that's a website
Network.
on the web only.
Newgrounds, right? It's like a subset of
It's a Flash cartoon.
Yeah, it's a Flash cartoon. I'd like to talk about a few issues that, you know, just what being a PA is like. Not specific stories in general, but just generally, like, take this for example. How would you react, Chris? We usually have to get people's lunches as a PA. If, say, a couple people decide to order drinks with their order for lunch.
I mean, you say fuck you first.
Exactly. Drinks as a PA. No one really knows this if you're not a PA. Drinks make the lunch order 100 times more difficult.
Agreed. Drinks with no cup holders, you're out.
1,000,
I'd say,
you're done.
Yeah, there's only one level of acceptance in that is up to 4 drinks if the place has a carrier. If they wrap the drinks in plastic bags and tape the lid shut.
And then put it in a bag.
And that's all stuff that they will not do by themselves. So you have to take your time to ask them to do that.
Right.
They already hate you because you can't leave a tip because it's not my money.
Right.
So ordering $100, $200 lunches without a tip, you know, sorry.
Yeah.
It's not my money. I can't give it away. So just ordering drinks. Here's the other thing makes a PA's life more difficult. Recycling. Recycling's good in theory. As a PA, the worst.
Yeah.
You're basically a garbage man.
I am a garbage man. Right now. I am literally a garbage man.
A drink-carrying garbage man.
For the last 2 hours of my day, I am a garbage man. I have to separate the recyclables.
They get paid better, though.
They do get paid better.
Oh, here's a tip. Here's a tip. Give the impression that you are separating the recyclables. Throw everything away in the dumpster outside. do not recycle a goddamn thing.
I think you told me you did that on something.
Shh, make your job easier.
I mean, it's a great hypothetical idea. Completely hypothetical. None of us have ever done that.
Well, someone
completely hypothetical.
Oh.
Completely hypothetical. No one's ever done that.
All of us have not ever definitely done that.
But I wonder if it would work. But I would never have the courage to do that.
Yeah. I wonder if it would work, if no one would notice, like no one notices anything that I do. Max, what have you been up to?
Nothing much.
You're unemployed.
I'm unemployed. Well, yeah, I'm really unemployed, actually. It's been great. Our whole household is basically unemployed. Mm-hmm. Chris, Max, and Jordan's employed with quotation marks around it. If you can call that employment, sign me up.
I mean, he's making more money than I am.
Yep, and me.
For playing a video game and then writing about it.
Yep.
So,
and then complaining about it. But yeah, I've been up to, you know, nothing really.
Do you want to give us any updates on your life?
You know, I think now is as good time as any to give an update.
That you are getting married. Congratulations!
I am getting married!
God, I knew it was coming.
What
are we going to get? We need to go halvesies on something?
Maybe a soup ladle or something.
Ooh, a gravy boat.
A nice gravy boat. But I'll call it a tureen.
A soup tureen.
A soup tureen is what I'm going to give that. I'm going to give that a call.
Yeah.
So after a long time, long period of time of waiting for my movie.
Is it longer than waiting for you to tell us this?
No, it really isn't. It's been a while. It's been a while. But officially, as of yesterday, Dimension and Weinstein's have officially bought House of Horror. It is a done deal. We are looking for a director to lock down at the end of next week, and we will be shooting before Thanksgiving. So,
I'm real proud of you, Max.
After a long, long time of waiting, that
your plane got refueled.
My plane is refueled. It is flying high once again.
That's pretty exciting.
No shit.
How you feeling?
Good.
So your script got sold.
Yep.
Script's sold.
Well, it sold a while ago. Now it's being officially financed and made.
Yeah.
What's the budget?
2.5.
That's not bad at all.
No shit.
So do you have a big payday coming up?
I probably have a very big payday coming up. For me.
He has a payday of $0.5. But, I mean, I haven't sold anything.
Yeah,
so it's my biggest writing payday.
So, all we have to do is find a director very soon.
That's great. What kind of directors are you looking for?
Indie genre directors.
All right.
And I don't know any.
Well, we gave you some suggestions yesterday.
Yeah, I passed them along. James said no good. Except for Buried.
He said no good.
They want genre directors.
Yeah.
I don't know any indie genre directors. You'd have to go to like After Dark Horror Fest stuff.
Yeah.
And like find those young directors. But I mean, I've gone to one of those horror. Have you gone? They had them at Orlando, like Waterford Lakes, like around Halloween time. And they show like 8 indie horror films.
Yep.
Never one of them was good.
No.
Never.
Rarely. They'll bring out the directors of them and the cast.
Yeah. Never a single good horror movie, but...
Did you pass on Sean Ellis, director of Cashback?
Sean Ellis.
And James said, yeah, that's a horrifying director choice. Yeah, great.
He did The Broken, which is a scary movie.
Is it, or did you say it was terrible?
It's the worst. But he's a great director.
But he did direct a horror movie.
He did direct a horror movie. Stick with a romantic comedy. So I had a dream last night.
Oh, wow. We were going there.
That was horrifying.
All right.
I was on vacation with some friends in a hotel, like a fancy hotel. It's like spring break, Caribbean. Suddenly, there's really bad weather. It comes out of nowhere. There's reports that severe thunderstorms are rolling in. No one's taking it seriously. Everyone's in spring break mode and getting drunk. I play it safe, go back to the hotel room with another friend. 3 of the friends that we're with don't want to go inside. They stay on the beach. While we're inside, there's basically just out of nowhere and unexpectedly a massive tidal wave that we can see out of our windows facing the beach. A tidal wave comes up. It's like so fucking huge. It goes over the beach. A shadow's covering the beach. Everyone's screaming, trying to get away. Slams down on the beach. And after the foam clears, nothing but bodies. Like, that's pretty awesome. My friends, thousands of people. It's like one of the busiest beaches. And there's just, actually, to be honest, the beach is clean. Everyone's gone. Mm-hmm. And then you look in the foam and the tide, and there's just mangled bodies just mm-hmm. in the water. And so then we're trying to get out of the hotel to get to our car to drive away because the TV keeps saying the waves are going to get, like, worse. And then, but one of the friends is refusing. Another wave comes, and it covers the hotel, slams down, shattering our window. The roof cracks. Water's coming in. We're trying to get down in the elevator. The water's coming in the elevator.
You shouldn't use elevators. You shouldn't use elevators in times of need.
It was a dream.
Fires, earthquakes, tsunamis.
Yeah.
And it was the rare double tsunami.
Yeah.
Rare occurrence.
A double, yeah.
Tsunamis usually take hundreds of miles to build up.
Yeah.
These, two.
Two.
I mean, that's a...
Back to back. More than two.
I actually think you might have been watching Clint Eastwood's movie Hereafter. It's what I... fall asleep with an arm?
I haven't seen that movie.
Uh-huh.
But then we're trying to get away in the elevator, and then we make it down to the parking garage, and then the parking garage is like an action movie, flooding with water, and there's water spraying around the corners.
I've never seen that in a movie. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Water, like, filling up, like,
filling
down.
Yeah. And then all the cars were floating, and so then there's a moment where my friend got... Another friend, and these are all nameless friends that I don't even know who they are, but in my dream they're my, like, best friends. I saw my friend get killed between two floating cars in the parking garage that were floating, and they got slammed together, and he was in between them. I'm alone, so I go underwater, and there's a manhole, and whatever feat of unnatural strength I have... I lift the manhole cover up in the parking garage, and I have to hold my breath. I go up to the top, take a breath, mm-hmm. go down, swimming through the sewer system to try and get away. And then I ended up, like, I don't remember what happened after that, and then I woke up, and I don't know if I survived it or what was going on.
Even your dreams are more awesome than
it was fucking insane.
My dreams. Just, you dream in Michael Bay action. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It was pretty... I mean, I just saw, like, all of my friends get killed, though. Yeah. Like, it was fucking horrific.
Yeah, that means something. I don't know what it means, but it means something.
I don't know what it means either.
It means there's a tidal wave coming, and we need to prepare.
Wow, he took that really literally. Like, he's a literal read of dreams. Like, yeah, I lost my teeth. What does that mean? I'm going to lose my teeth. I need to go to the dentist. That's what it means.
I have a cavity now.
Oh, yeah, you got your first cavity.
I have my first cavity. Yeah. I'm a little sad about
26
that.
26 years old, first cavity.
First cavity. I mean, that's a pretty good...
That's a good run.
That's a good run.
I mean, I'm going on 25 years, no cavities, so...
Next year,
I'm going to surpass you, is what's happening.
I have a filling. Is that the same thing?
Because
of a cavity.
No, but it didn't go full cavity.
It didn't go full cavity.
You
never want to go full cavity.
You never want to go full cavity. But yeah, you're out.
You're out.
You lost.
You've had work done.
Yeah.
I haven't. He hasn't.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I've heard work done, just not in a cavity or root canal sense.
You've had work done in your cavity. I get it.
Yeah. Wait.
So you've said that you don't ever dream, right?
No. I've only remembered three dreams.
But you had
dreams
a dream the other night.
I did have a dream the other night. But here's the thing with my dreams. I only, very rarely, and this is one of those occurrences, I'll wake up with a feeling that I know I've must have just had a dream. Don't remember anything about it. The only thing I remember is I woke up and I felt happy. Like, I just felt, like, happy. And then that quickly dissipated, very quickly. But I knew I had been dreaming about something, and that was it. Like, that's how my dreams usually go. I'll wake up, and I'll be, like, a little out of breath. I'm like, oh, I must have had, a scary dream. I wish I would have remembered that. But I never remember details. I've only remembered three dreams in my entire life.
So in your dream, someone was telling you you're no longer ever going to be a PA.
God damn.
And then you woke up. And then you woke up.
Yeah. God. And it was so good, and then I realized
that you were the garbage man.
I'm the garbage man, a drink carrying garbage man. So, God damn it! I do get to hear this next week if I got that new job.
Good luck.
Yep.
He's back. Yeah. She's back.
So that'll be great news.
Hopefully. Hopefully it'll
and
be
And might
great
involve
news.
Traveling.
Yeah. Traveling and responsibility and being treated like a human being. I mean,
who deserves that?
Not PAs. That's right. Tell that.
So
I'll tell you that.
So I found I encountered a very interesting situation last night involving myself and Max.
We know there was a tsunami. We get it. All your friends died.
No.
Damn.
No.
Jesus Christ.
He's going back to
the whole thing.
No. I'll keep it vague, but I got an early copy of a very large show that we all watch early.
I mean,
popular show.
So did I. I'm pretty sure we all got the same copy. It happened to pop up in front of us all. We snatched it up like beggars.
Yes. But I was very excited to watch it immediately.
Yes.
Because I have this episode of the show that I used to love, don't love so much now.
But I'm super excited
for
this
upcoming season.
Yes.
And I called Max in happy, joyous times, and I said, "Hey, Max, I got the show. It's early. Let's watch it." And this is what he said. He said, "I don't know if I want to." And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "I don't know if I want to, because then I'll have to wait extra long for the next episode."
Mm-hmm.
And thus my confusion began.
Yeah.
I
just had this conversation.
I don't think Max is alone on this, but I don't understand it, because if it's early, you watch it.
I don't get it. I'm in. Because I mean, that's just
too,
the way I am.
But I'm just thinking that...
Here's the thing. I've watched it. I can't...
You already watched it.
I've already watched it. I can't... That I know it exists and that I can watch it, I want to see it. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
It's like some people... Like, I finished the first season of Luther, and I loved that show. It was amazing. And then second season... It's only 3 episodes, and I wanted to watch that immediately.
Second season's only 3 episodes?
Yeah.
What?
6 episodes, first season, 3 episodes, second season. I'm sure the third season is going to be half an episode, and it's going to be great.
How long were the 3 episodes?
They're an hour each. What? A 3-hour season.
What?
Yeah, man.
That's why they were nominated
British TV.
I mean, miniseries.
Yeah, miniseries. But for me, that I know something exists that I like.
I'm the same way.
I want to watch it. There are other people that don't subscribe to that. They subscribe to what Max said, that it is out there. I can watch it anytime I want, but why not watch it closer to when the next part of it comes out, so that it can all be in a string, and then I'm forced to wait. Like, if you watch something as it airs, you're just forced to wait. So for me, I just want to consume it as fast as possible.
Yeah,
and get it done, because I love it. I want to love it as fast as possible.
Sure.
I want to hug it until it's dead.
Yeah.
And then I'll just wait, because I don't have a choice. Like, that's what I did with Always Sunny. I'd never watched that show except for a few episodes here and there. And I blew through the entire series. Maybe I could have waited and timed it out so the next series, like...
That was a happy Steven Spielberg that just went past us on a...
Steven Spielberg did just ride past us on a bike.
Steven Spielberg was very happy and rode right past us.
And he had, like, saddlebags on his
saddlebags
bike. Saddlebags.
And
his camera.
And a yellow
and,
reflector.
Yeah.
And he was extremely happy.
Yeah. Really bizarre.
Homeless Steven Spielberg.
No, this homeless guy is so super cool. He lives... I mean... I would say he lives around here.
Does he also pee on your stoop?
No, only the 6-year-old autistic girl pees on my stoop.
he is the 6-year-old autistic girl.
Okay,
that's why Max writes horror.
Well, so what's the indecision, Max? What are you gonna do? Because let's watch it tonight.
I actually, I asked Jen. Jen's like, "Fuck, I want to watch it now." I was like, "All right, we'll watch it."
If Jen wants to, then Max wants to.
We're gonna give it a watch tonight then.
Give it a watch.
Are we though?
We are.
What's what I was wondering?
Who?
I mean, if
are we going to have to split off? Is this going to be a split?
We're probably going to have to split off.
A group split?
We're going to have to probably split off.
Wait, you watched it?
He's already seen it.
Do you know what his thoughts are?
No, I have no clue.
I've literally not seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
I thought you said you watched it.
No. I waited.
We've
watch it with you.
On the recorded podcast, we've got you recorded saying I've already watched it.
Nope. Mm-mm. I said I downloaded it.
No, you said you watched it.
No, I don't think so.
We have tape this time. It's going to be great.
Well, whoever, since I edit it, you won't hear it ever again. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so you
everyone listening is going to think you're just as crazy as I do.
So you.
It's like that Daniel Craig movie with the kids.
Yeah. So you haven't seen it.
Has it come out yet?
Yeah.
So you were waiting.
Yeah.
That's why I called you last night, and then you didn't answer your phone, and I was going to be like, hey, if you have it, don't watch it. Let's watch it tonight.
No.
Okay, so anyway.
I wasn't going to watch it alone like a loser.
Well, that goes against what you just recorded. Yeah. You said, I know it's available. I'm going to watch it as fast as possible.
Yeah. But as fast as possible with someone else wants to also watch
it. Okay, cool.
Contradiction.
Like, yeah.
Show starts with a D. That's all I'm saying.
Ends with an
Exter. Yeah. Okay.
Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, that's the one. Galactica. We're restarting the marathon. By the way, I decided we should do that once a year.
I'm in for once a year.
Once a year.
Yeah. If I ever finish Lost, I'm just stagnated at the end of season 3 now.
Well, you're busy being a garbage man.
Yeah.
A garbage man.
Being a garbage man is really a tough work.
So what's the next move, Max, for your career?
Just be on set while they're shooting.
Am I going to be on set?
Maybe. Maybe it would be an after set.
Do you need an assistant?
I need two assistants.
Does the director need an assistant?
Oh, he might. I don't know who the director is. If you find the director,
Brandon only gets hired if he's referred to as Brando,
the garbage man.
Brando, the quiet one.
Yeah, and I'm the sneaky one.
Yeah, we come as a pair.
our powers of being quiet and sneaky work extremely well.
They really do. They really do.
You don't think that would complement each other, but they complement each other very well. And do you got something else cooking too, right?
Do I?
Do you?
I had an interview.
Did it go well? Because if it went well, you're not going to get the job.
I know. It went so well, and I thought I was going to get it. And then he was like, I'll call you Friday either way. And I never got a phone call.
Yeah. That's how it happens, apparently.
That's how it happens.
Inconsiderate. So inconsiderate.
Exciting news. Don't know if it'll happen. Last night, got a email about a PA opportunity. It's for all next week. Jordan is not working all next week at the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
I gave him the email.
Yes.
He sent in his resume.
Yes.
He's excited.
Oh, I'm excited.
It said, looking for excited PAs that are hungry and know the valley well and are not afraid to drive everywhere.
Must have 6 years of experience.
No.
Damn it!
No experience. No, like, it didn't have any experience stuff.
Oh, you don't need experience to be a PA?
Well, I mean...
For doing things that toddlers do? Fuck
toddlers.
You.
Toddlers.
Must have 2 years experience. Why? I've lived my life for 20 years. That's 20 years experience for being a PA.
I have to go grocery shopping all the time for myself.
Have you made coffee before? Yeah?
For me.
Have you shopped for groceries? All the time.
Least have you done.
Yeah,
that.
For my family, actually.
Have you ever printed anything ever?
Oh, used a printer. I've used a printer, yeah.
So anyway, hopefully next week, if he gets it, he'll be working as a PA on next week.
That's great.
Assuming
that's how it starts.
Assuming he gets a
Why don't you take it?
I don't need it. Because I'm doing on duty. I'm doing, like, an episode a day, if not two episodes
Typical
a day.
Typical Mertens! I'm unemployed! Not really. Chris Mertens unemployed is being employed with more stuff.
And that I just did that voice acting for the video game mod, and I got paid a substantial amount of money that blew my socks off. And then that combined with On Duty, plus I just got my last paycheck from In Time. Plus, I just found out In Time might want me to come back to cover for the editorial PA who's getting married somewhere not in the United States.
Mertens.
So Mertens.
The editorial
the
PA.
The whole fucking situation is just a Mertens sex fest. Just multiple Mertens fucking each other. It's the worst. It's very lanky, lots of bones rubbing together.
This is disgusting.
I'm hard.
What was that, Max?
I just said I was hard.
Hard pressed to top that.
Yeah.
Are you getting the Banana Foster's crepes?
Probably not.
They are delicious.
Are they
are so fucking good.
I prefer the bananas. Bananas Foster.
Give me
them
Bananas Foster pancake.
Where are we? Are we
with there? The extra whipped cream on top.
We're out in front of my house because there's never parking near it, so we have to walk there.
Did you know that where we were this whole time?
Oh, he hasn't been around.
He hasn't been around.
He hasn't been over to my place in quite a long
about a year.
About a year.
About a year.
Where am I?
We're going to McDonald's.
It was literally a year.
There are no new movies out.
Yes, there is. It's Moneyball. It has a fantastic reviews. Oscar contender. No one fucking wants to see it with me.
I do.
So no one at all, not even Max, wants to see it with me.
I do.
and we're, God, I hate.
Chris would love the movie.
I hate convincing people to go to the movies. I hate it. It should just be, we all work in movies. It should be, hey, great movie out. There's Abduction and a great movie. 0%, 95%. Which one do you want to go see? Nah, nothing. All right, I guess. Sounds good.
It's got two things working against it for me. One is sports, and the second one is the
guy.
Sports?
You mean one of your favorite movies ever, Warrior?
Did you say the guy from Superbad?
Yeah.
And one of your favorite TV shows ever, Friday Night Lights. Lawyered.
Good things. Good things.
It's true.
But this is baseball.
Baseball's pretty.
Statistics.
It's pretty boring.
Why don't you like Jonah Hill?
I just don't see.
Because I don't like skinny Jonah Hill. Fat Jonah Hill I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay with Jonah Hill. I just don't. It's like, if I'm going to go see Jonah Hill in something, let's have it be The Sitter. Because I like seeing Jonah Hill in that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in seeing Jonah Hill try out his dramatic chops next to Seymour Hoffman and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I'd rather someone be awesome.
But he's the fat, quirky guy.
But what if he is awesome?
Yeah, what if he is awesome?
I didn't see Cyrus.
It was great. He was great.
All right.
You should see it.
Lawyered. Oh my God, this guy's gonna kill us.
I don't think it would take much convincing. I may change my mind.
Well, it's already too late.
Okay.
It's not in the cards for this weekend. No.
It's not in the cards. Okay.
And because it's not in the cards for this weekend, too many movies coming out after this.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's just next like weekend? If you don't see something like opening weekend now, it's just like missed.
I'll catch it on DVD.
You'll catch it on. When you download it illegally.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Hypothetically, when you download
we do have a good movie to play to watch today.
Mm-hmm. Attack the Block.
Attack the Block.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see it again.
Which is great.
Let's go get some breakfast.
Let's do it.
I'm going to pass out if I don't eat.
Janky Janks. Slinkies?
And, yeah. All right.
So we had breakfast.
Yeah, Slinkies.
The menu had an amazing assortment of sweets and treats. Yeah. And Max was like, give me some eggs. Give me the eggs. They said, how would you like them cooked? Then he went flippy.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even eat
either. I had banana Foster's crepes. You had
Nutella and banana crepes.
And you had
two eggs, fruit, two pieces of wheat toast.
So, I'm going to prove you guys wrong. I was telling you while I was eating breakfast, I saw an article on a very legit scientific website.
Which is what? You said CNN first.
It was CNN.
So is CNN the legit
CNN,
website?
I think it was on CNN.
When anyone starts a story with, I saw something on a very legit so-and-so, automatically not very legit.
Okay.
If it's very legit, you just say, hey, I saw this on CNN. Hey, I saw this on the AP wire. I saw this on a very legit source called News Network of the World.
Continue.
I saw this on CNN, or a site like it, where...
BNN.
This is for real.
The bullshit news network.
You can... There's a strap, and you put it around your head with sensors on your temples and other parts of your head. You wear it while you're sleeping, and while you're sleeping, it records through your brain... a raw, unfiltered video file of what you dreamed.
Absolutely not.
It's real,
absolutely
dude.
Not. How would it record? How is it interfaced to your brain?
I didn't read the whole article.
You didn't read any article. How is it? What's the interface? Is it like you could? If you're gonna tell this lie, you should beef it up a little bit. It uses white light that bounces off the gray matter of your brain. And then sends back a signal that's recorded on a compact flash drive that's connected to a separate station.
Are you sure you didn't read the article?
No, I'm just a better fucking liar than you are.
He's BNN, Brandon News Network.
Oh, wait, did you get that skill from being a PA?
Yes. Yes, I did.
But I'm not lying. I did see an article. I read the headline. It said headband that allows you to record.
You read a headband with a camera on.
No.
Record your life through your head.
It's just a video of your POV of sleeping.
Done. Just roll. Oh, I slept on my stomach this night.
Each video.
It's my pillow each for video, 6 hours.
Each video is approximately 8.5 hours.
God damn it.
So I'll show you.
You won't show me.
I'll prove
it. Exist.
I'll prove you wrong. You'll see.
No way.
Also, there's a movie
coming. You'll all see.
There's also a movie coming out, a new Nicolas Cage movie called Justice.
That's all you need to know.
Has Guy Pearce in it. And there is a shot in the trailer of Nicolas Cage dodging what looks to be an oncoming flipping car.
It's in his contract now.
It's in his contract.
It has to be.
He has the hair from all of the movies, Bangkok Dangerous, Next, and all that stuff. And it looks fucking horrible.
And awesome.
And Guy Pearce is in it, which is very strange. And it's called Justice, and the trailer's online, so check that out.
Yeah.
Is that your recommendation for the week?
And check out the Gray trailer. Yeah. If you haven't seen
that,
watch that trailer.
That is my recommendation for the week. If you're someone who watches trailers, you should watch the Gray trailer, because it's very, very good. Liam Neeson.
Well.
Liam Neeson.
Wolves.
Fighting wolves. That's all you need to know.
Fucking gloves.
Yeah.
With glass bottle shards.
Yeah.
Attached to the knuckles.
From the plane.
Oh, my God.
Looks great. Anyway.
Looks so great.
Same director of A-Team.
Joe Carnahan.
Which is weird, because the trailer, I didn't really think A-Team was very good.
Good action stuff. He's a good action director.
This trailer looked like a different director, a different everything. It looked very, like, very, very good. So that's my recommendation of the week. Yeah. What's yours?
The Brain Scanner. Check out The Brain Scanner.
Wow.
No, you're supposed to say Sleepless...
Sleepless Night, The Raid. Hit three movies from Toronto. The Raid, Sleepless Night, and... What's the other one, Brandon?
I don't know what you're talking about. I
Two
didn't go
movies.
To Toronto.
You don't know what The Raid is?
No.
Check out both trailers. The Raid.
The trailer for The
Raid is
pretty
Night.
Fucking crazy.
I'm a garbage man. I don't have time to research movies and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm working hard.
In the garbage.
For no money.
Making
garbage.
Those interns coffee.
You better believe it. Getting my interns lunch. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any sense.
And that's it for this podcast.
Yeah. I'll be back maybe next week. Who knows?
Well, who knows?
See you in a few months.
See you in a few months.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. All right, we're back.
We're back.
Bullshit. Chris found the goddamn article. All right, go.
Just a few weeks ago, we posted about how brain patterns can reveal almost exactly what you're thinking. Now, researchers at UC Berkeley have figured out how to extract what you're thinking, what you're picturing inside your head, and can play it back on video after you've dreamt. The way this works is similar to the mind reading technique that we covered earlier this month. A functional MRI machine watches the patterns that appear in people's brains as they watch a movie, then correlates those patterns with the images on the screen. With this data, complex computer models created to predict the relationships between the given brain pattern and given image, and a huge database was created that matched blah, 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 blah. You can record your dreams.
So it uses images that already exist.
Yeah.
A computer algorithm pairs them with brain patterns.
Yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
To equate images to the brain patterns and then shows you a video playback of what you possibly, an approximation of what you're dreaming.
It goes beyond dreams. It's like when you're, you know, right now, close your eyes, think of a hot dog.
I mean, I'll admit.
A huge database was created that matched 18 million seconds worth of random YouTube videos to possible brain patterns. With this database in place, Berkeley Research Group was then able to feed brain scans into the computer model, which would go pick out 100 video clips that most closely resembled the brain patterns on a second-by-second basis. All these best-guess clips were smushed together into a single video, and when these videos were compared to the original clips that the test subjects were watching, there was a substantial, if slightly surreal, correlation.
Huh.
It's real. The website was NBC. I'm not a liar. Boom.
Yeah, you're not a liar, though you sound like a liar. Even when you tell real stories, you sound like a liar.
That
doesn't make any sense. You can't tell a real story and be smiling all the way through it. Talking about
talking about
headbands and sensors and like it's a consumer product already.
I knew how stupid it sounded, so when I was telling you, I couldn't stop laughing.
Jesus. Wow. I mean, I was wrong. You were right.
Absolution.
I got Mertens like I always do. Really, when it comes down to it, all of us will be, have been, and always will be Mertens.
All right.
I think we ended there.
That's it.